Does using color to represent Mandarin tones make them easier to learn? One of the biggest challenges learning Chinese as an adult is to master the tones. While some students have an easier time, the large majority of students struggle with even basic tones and tone combinations. Many things have been tried to make tone learning easier, including various forms of visual representation, such as using tone marks or symbols, or tone numbers. Another such representation is color, meaning that each tone is associated with a certain color, often in combination with some other representation, such as tone marks. It's also possible to ignore the pinyin altogether and simply colorize the Chinese characters directly. In this article, I will discuss using colors to learn and remember tones. I will talk about why it can be helpful, what research tells us about its role as a learning tool, and some tools you can use if you want to spice up your learning with nifty colors. This article doesn't cover learning tones in general, so if you want to learn more about that, please check out the Hacking Chinese Guide to Mandarin Tones. Does using color to represent Mandarin tones make them easier to learn? While this question may seem straightforward, it hides at least three different questions. First, does adding color make it easier to learn to hear say tones? Second, does adding color make it easier to remember tones? Third, does adding color have some other practical benefits for learners? I will discuss each of these separately because, as we shall see, which aspect you look at has a big impact on the answer of whether colors really do help or not. Does adding color make it easier to learn to hear or say tones? Learning tones is a complex process and something I've spent a lot of time researching myself. I have summarized the passive, listening part of tone learning in this article, How to Learn to Hear the Tones in Mandarin. One thing I've learned after reading almost everything published about this specific topic is what intuitively seems to make sense doesn't always work. For example, adding more information doesn't always make it easier to learn. So adding both tone marks and colors might sound like it should be better than leaving one of them out, but this isn't necessarily the case. See Van Marienbauer and Sweller, 2005. Another example is that minimal feedback, right or wrong, can be more useful than more verbose feedback, right or wrong, plus what you ought to have done. See Maddox et al., 2008. So even if the gut reaction is, why not? Just adding color support to the learning process might not be a good idea. Fortunately, there is some empirical research into this very question. In 2007, Gottfried, Lin and Ryu conducted an experiment with zero beginners comparing different visual representations, namely tone marks, tone number and color. They found that all three had positive effects, but that color did worse, especially in tests done some time after the initial learning took place. This, however, doesn't tell us much, because I don't think anyone really proposes to use only tone color, but rather to use color in combination with some other support, such as tone marks. Fortunately, they tested this as well, but found no significant benefit compared to using only tone marks or only numbers. To put it very briefly, adding fancy colors didn't improve learning compared to traditional black and white, but actually performed slightly worse. Naturally, this is only one study and it only pertains to the learning process for beginners. Maybe it would have been different in the long term. Maybe different students would have performed differently. Or maybe the colors chosen were not the right ones. More about this later. But then again, it's perfectly reasonable to assume, for now, that adding tone colors in the learning process does not make it easier to learn tones. Does adding color make it easier to remember tones? To the casual reader, this question may look similar to the previous one, but it is in fact very different. In order to pronounce tones correctly, it's not enough to learn how to say them, you also need to remember what tone or combination of tones a word has. This is much more akin to recalling other aspects of vocabulary, such as other parts of pronunciation or even meaning. The question of recall was not tested in the study cited above, and it's much more reasonable to assume that more indeed is better when it comes to recall. In general, using different paths to the same information is beneficial for recall, including using different senses, modalities. One concrete way of using colors to remember tones is to use them as part of your mnemonics. I will not go into memory techniques in this article in detail, but one way of doing it would be to associate each color with an element and then include that element in your mnemonics. Like so. High tone red equals fire. Put the story picture in a burning inferno. Rising tone yellow, gold. Coat everything in gold or make it shine. Low tone green, vegetation. Visualize the story picture in a jungle. Falling tone, blue, water. Let the story picture take place underwater. I have written more about this here. Extending mnemonics, tones, and pronunciation. There are other ways colors could be used, including more indirectly. Maybe after seeing the same colors being used for the same tones over and over, certain words will be easier to associate with the correct tones. Something similar has been investigated for learning gender in German, but I'm not sure that this is entirely applicable to what we're talking about here. See Diaz de Oliveira Santos, 2015. Color was found to not be beneficial in that study. Does adding color have some other practical benefits for learners? Finally, let's discuss some practical aspects of using color to indicate tones. One benefit is that for most people, it's easier to see colors than tone marks. I don't have very good eyesight myself, and colors can help me if the tone mark is simply too small. Another benefit is that color can be easily applied to characters to indicate tones without even showing pinyin. I've written more about this here. Focusing on Mandarin tones without being distracted by pinyin. For some people, this might be more intuitive than adding tone marks, but for others, the mixed colors might be distracting. I prefer tone marks myself, but I can see why some people like colors. What color should represent what tone? I'm sure many of you think using red for the first tone is deeply unintuitive. Maybe you prefer blue instead. The paper by Gottfried, Lin, and Ryu, 2017, cited above, actually has an overview of research into mapping color to pitch, basically stating that lower pitch and falling tones are generally associated with darker colors. They ended up with a color scheme that looks like this, from page 829. They use yellow for first tone, green for second tone, blue for third tone, and red for fourth tone. However, I believe that which color makes sense is probably individual and is mostly determined by what colors you started out with. And this is important, because there are a lot of different systems being used. In the text version of the article, there is a table from Alfred Wolff's blog post discussing different color schemes. Search for tone colors and what Pleco did with them. If you want to learn more about the story behind these colors, I strongly suggest you read the whole article. For our purposes, though, it's enough to conclude that this is a mess. I mean, just look at the second and third tones. Half of the systems use orange-yellow for second tone, the other half uses green. Fine, but then for the third tone, the situation is almost reversed. Advice for teachers, learning material authors, and app developers. Any benefits with colors for tones is dependent on learning the mapping thoroughly, which is hard or impossible if different materials use different mappings. Therefore, if you teach beginners or create materials for them, then by all means use colors if you think it's helpful, but make sure you pick one system and stick with it. Your students will not be familiar with any other way of doing it and will probably accept your mapping. If you target anyone else, though, either skip the color entirely or make it something that users can set as a preference. Being forced to use what amounts to being the wrong color tone mapping is certainly bad and outweighs any marginal benefits colors might have. Tools for coloring your pinyin or characters. As promised, here are some tools you can check if you like colors. This tone coloring tool from Purple Culture allows you to choose between 6 different color mappings and is the one I recommend in the article about showing tones without pinyin. Chinese Support Redux for Anki allows you to automatically color both pinyin and characters for all your flashcards. This is not a reason to start using Anki if you aren't already, but it's a neat plugin that many people simply don't know about. Pleco can show tone colors, both for characters and pinyin. As usual, Pleco is the best when it comes to configurability, and you can actually choose exactly what colors to use for each tone. Very cool. Do you have any other tools that implement colors well, or that can be used if you want to add colors to your learning? Be sure to let me know in the comments. Conclusion. In summary, colors probably don't make the initial learning process much easier. They can have some benefit for remembering tones, if you use them correctly though, and maybe colors have some other practical benefits, such as being useful for showing tones without pinyin, or simply being easier to see than tone marks. However, the downside of all this is that colors have to be consistent to be useful, so it's only really useful for beginners, or when the student can choose which colors to use. Since there are so many different systems around, color is likely to confuse more than it helps. For complete references for this article, please refer to the text version.